I'm sure we've all taken note of when we pull up behind a vehicle at a stop sign or a red light. Sometimes we'll notice there's lead under across their back glass. I think one of the more common phrases that I read is "no fear." Probably everybody's seen that in there on a vehicle somewhere. And sometimes a more humorous "ain't scared." Seen that. I thought we could look at what God has to say to us about fear. Back in Joshua chapter 7, we read of the Israelites suffering setback in their struggle to gain the territory that they had been promised. And the reason for the setback was because they had committed a trespass against God. Joshua had become real dismayed. In verse 10 of that chapter, God tells Joshua, he says, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? And in the following verses of that chapter, chapter 7, God tells Joshua what must be done for Israel to regain his favor. At the beginning of chapter 8, verse 1, we read there that God speaking to Joshua. He says, "Now the Lord said to Joshua, 'Fear not, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land.'" So God told Joshua not to be fearful, not to doubt, don't be dismayed. God was with Joshua. In 1 Samuel chapter 23, there we read of David hiding in the wilderness. He was hiding because King Saul was seeking to take his life. In verse 17 of Samuel 23, actually we'll back up to 16 and 17 of Samuel 23. "Then Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David in the woods and strengthened his hand in God. And he said to him, 'Do not fear, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you. Even my father Saul knows that.'" So we know, of course, this is Jonathan telling this to David, but we know that this is inspired from God. Further over in Daniel chapter 10, we see Daniel by the side of the river Tigris, and he has a vision. In his vision, he sees a man clothed, girded with a gold waistband. Daniel became weak. He lost his vigor and he turned frail. In verse 12 there, Daniel hears the man speak. He says, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourselves before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words." Because Daniel had set his heart to God and had humbled himself before his God, he had no reason to be fearful. In the New Testament, in Luke chapter 12, we see there Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And he tells them not to worry about their life or about food or clothing. And I think this is probably the fear we most often yield to. We worry too much about tomorrow. He also tells him that by worrying, they cannot add one cubit to their stature. In verse 32, Jesus tells him, says, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." I think we probably can all remember as kids being scared and running to our parents, and then our fears just melted away. And that's what's being said here. He's promised us the kingdom. But the Bible does tell us of a fear that we should have. This fear, I think, is fully summed up in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. And it says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." This type of fear is not a dreadful fear, but it's a respectful fear. It's an awesome fear, recognizing God's power and recognizing his might. And I think it's through this fear or this respect that we come to understand the need to keep his commandments. It says this is our whole duty. But over in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 13, we read of a different type of fear. Here the Hebrew writer penned, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." This kind of fear is that dreadful fear. If we're not in God's kingdom, then this is the type of fear that we're doomed to face. It takes courage to be a Christian. Courage to withstand ridicule, chastisement, and to share the gospel with those that we come in contact with. But you know, we're fortunate that we're not faced with the persecution that plagued the first century church. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28, Jesus says, "Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." And in Revelation 21:8, I think we need to take note of who God groups the fearful with. And Revelation 21:8 reads, "But the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." I think if we let the fear of what others may think about us, if we let that hinder us, or if we don't do the right things that we should in the Lord's body, that we know we're capable of doing, then maybe we need to take a closer look at ourselves and our fears. That's our lesson for tonight. We ask if anyone has any need that we can make it known as Dale leads us in our invitation.